All right, welcome everybody. This is Mary Goyer once again here with you with the Pay It Forward for Pregnant Women Project. And today we have a very esteemed guest, Dr. Deneen. Deneen Pachano is, we're going to call her an integrative medical therapist because she is an acupuncturist, a homeopath, an herbalist, a craniosacral therapist, and also really particularly specializes in feminine, birth-related, hormonal-related, all kinds of things. So she brings a wealth of knowledge to us today. Deneen, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome to the panel. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say, especially given all of these different perspectives that you hold space for at the same time, you know, given your background, definitely integrative. You're going to speak today a little bit about how to gently encourage labor, and so I would just, you know, like, first and foremost, you know, you promised that we would talk a little bit about acupuncture, and so I'm just wondering, can you start by just telling people, in case somebody listening doesn't really know for sure, what all acupuncture or, you know, Chinese medicine entails? Can you give a very, very brief overview?
I will do my best to make that a brief overview. It's actually, you know, a 5,000-year-old medical system, and it's, mm-hmm. You know, has different components. So when you mm-hmm. think of traditional Chinese medicine, there are different branches, some differences, but it's all basically honoring the body. And one of the big pieces that emerges from traditional Chinese medicine is this idea that we have an electrical system, and that mm-hmm. is the acupuncture meridian system, which I liken to almost like a wiring, like a circuit. So being mm-hmm. an acupuncturist is kind of like being an electrician. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but when I have problems in, you know, my house with electricity, I don't really know how it all works. I know there's one major circuit, and mm-hmm. you know, I just trust that they know how to deal with all the wiring. So, mm-hmm. you know, essentially, mm-hmm. we have a intelligent pattern of energy that mm-hmm. Runs on the outside of our body. And when I say energy, I think most of the times we think, you know, we've heard of chi. Mm-hmm. Most people think it's something esoteric, but we actually have five flows of energy in our body, and acupuncture deals with one of those flows. So mm-hmm. I like to tell all my patients, you know, what are those five flows so that we can start to have a dialogue and understand, and then most people say, oh, I totally understand what you're saying. Yes, I feel like this flow of energy isn't flowing in my body. So did that help explain a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So is acupuncture safe during pregnancy, and for like particular things, or just in general?
So in general, during pregnancy, we are encouraged not to take any real medication unless it's something, you know, that was pre-necessary. Acupuncture deals with one of the flows of energy, which when we think of energy, I want you to think of, you know, your blood is a flow of energy, your nervous mm-hmm. system, the way that your neurotransmitters and chemicals in your nervous system are sort of communicating, your mm-hmm. lymph mm-hmm. is another flow of energy. So imagine when you sit on your foot falls asleep. So essentially you block that flow of energy, you know, at the level of your blood. Well, acupuncture is addressing the overall sort of communication of all those flows of energy. So mm-hmm. Sometimes during pregnancy, one of the most common things women have is, you know, just discomfort in their lower back because, mm-hmm. you know, the way they're carrying, it's just offsetting gravity. And so, of course, they're going to have some soreness in their back. Acupuncture or massage is safe if performed safely, and it can be one of the things that can help alleviate the discomfort or move that stiffness or block of energy in the muscles. So it is safe. There are some things when it's not. So do you want me to tell you what those are?
Well, sure.
So, you know, in general, I like to have people comfortable. So when we are during the 20th week of pregnancy, the womb is actually almost like a balloon as the baby's growing. And if we're positioned lying on our back, most women intuitively don't want to lie on their back or on their stomach during pregnancy because it just doesn't feel comfortable. So one of the main things is positioning. So typically someone gets acupuncture by lying on their back and having needles. We might want to modify the position during pregnancy. So that's really important, you know, the positioning. And generally, we avoid points on the abdomen. And we always use a needle for one insertion because we don't want to, you know, give someone an infection. And if someone's fearful of needles, you know, that's not a really viable modality for them because the goal is to relax and to get the energy flowing. So I have many women that have different issues that come in during pregnancy, and they are really not into needles. So I have to think of another creative way to work with their energy and stimulate their body's wisdom. So
just
a couple of things. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's good for people to know that there are alternatives if they do have a fear but are otherwise interested in checking out, you know, like you said, what this, you know, thousands of year tradition have discovered over time. And there are some really interesting technologies, ancient technologies, that are kind of coming full circle, I think, and especially in the holistic healing mindset. But to our topic, you know, you said you could share a little bit about gently encouraging labor. And, you know, most women think about, like, inducing labor, and they think, they have a couple of very specific ideas in their head, and I definitely automatically think of medications and, you know, different kinds of interventions like that. I'm just curious, you know, especially from, you know, the perspective of, you know, this integrative approach with your, you know, all these different, all this training that you have, what are some ways that we can encourage labor and, you know, like, what do you recommend for what kinds of situations?
Well, there's a lot of different situations that arise, and I'll kind of give you a little background. I started doing quote-unquote natural labor inductions for a birthing home that I work really closely with for the last 7 years and continue to do so still. And typically the patient that would come to me would be the first-time mom whose due date has come and gone, and they are all of a sudden now sort of dealing with this anxiety of needing to have their baby by a certain day because they will have to go to the hospital and have a stress test and go through an induction process. You know, when we think of that, we think of either some kind of like cervical gel or Pitocin, essentially, or stripping of the membranes or, you know, breaking of the waters.
Right.
So I would have these, you know, lovely women call me, do you think you can fit me in? I need to have my baby by tomorrow or Monday or whatever day it was. So I sort of developed this approach, and I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all. However, I think we need to look at everybody individually. But a few of the things that I always do is I look at how they're breathing. So we're all breathing, and how efficient that is for us, especially during pregnancy, because it gets compromised because, you know, women are carrying and they have, you know, not as much room in their diaphragms. Can actually sort of keep someone in the fight-or-flight response. And that in itself can block the process by which oxytocin is either released or utilized or circulated around the body. So that's what I'm always looking at is what state is the nervous system in and where is their level of oxytocin. Is it maybe small contractions, not very regular, Rex and Hicks, you know, something that's sort of not really getting going, or there's nothing at all. And so from there, that's, you know, kind of how I go about it. There are some empirical points in acupuncture that, you know, most people know that you're not supposed to massage during pregnancy. And you can find them on the internet. You know, there's a whole litany of points. And those may be appropriate generally for a lot of women who want to help get their labor going. So if you think about it, bringing on labor in Chinese medicine is almost as if we're going to initiate, you know, having a period. So, you know, how acupuncture is, if it is effective for women who are irregularly menstruating or not having their menses, you know, if they're not pregnant. So, you know, those points, there's sort of a collection of points that we use. So that's essentially how it works. And the cranial sacral piece is also really effective because a lot of the reason why labor's not happening, so it can be nervous system, it can be like a chemical, you know, not happening. It can also just be structural. So the baby, go ahead, you were going to say?
You're just cutting out a teeny bit, but I can still, we still got you. Go ahead, keep going.
You know, labor is a process between the mom and the baby, which everybody forgets. And often the baby is, you know, not a part of that. So we want to get the baby involved with the labor process and how that baby is engaged in the pelvis.
Uh-huh.
So does baby have enough room in the pelvis to descend and essentially knock on the door of the cervix? Typically, if a woman is not having an effective initial early labor or none at all, what I find is that they have not a lot of space in their pelvis so that the baby can sort of do their part, and it's about making that space.
Okay, so craniosacral can really help with that.
Cranial sacral therapy and just really work around the sacrum to release some of the, you know, hip rotators. You know, a lot of women say, I always say, you know, do you feel any pain in your body? Oh, yeah, my back is killing me, this hip. And it's almost as if that, you know, space in their pelvis is not as optimal, so the baby's not really able to kind of get in there. So it might be body work. It might be some stretching on the table. I might do some cupping on the coccyx if that's an issue. Sometimes women have, you know, prior injuries to their tailbones that they haven't really addressed, and all of a sudden it shows up at that critical point, you know, during labor, you know. And, like, fortunately there's those hormones that soften all the ligaments, so they can work through that, but maybe there's scar tissue. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. I kind of look at everybody as a whole person sort of individually. And then the last thing is the fear and the anxiety about how the birth's going to go or who's going to be there. And maybe there's a family member that somebody's, you know, doesn't want there, and it's causing a lot of internal conflict. And, you know, that can be sitting in the way of labor. So, you know, and needles, you know, acupuncture needles are tools for bringing awareness to different areas of the body, whether that, you know, brings up an awareness of an emotion, you know, that's kind of the magic in it, but technically it helps move energy. When you move energy,
I mean that makes a lot of sense. You know, just you brought a lot of pieces together, but that was also very clear, and I think it was just the perfect amount to digest. And so, you know, one thing I know that you have coming up is people are interested in learning more about you and some of the things that you like to teach. I know that you have a book coming out pretty soon. You're going to be an author. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, and the book
is called
The Feminine. I finally
have someone to help me get it all together.
I hear you. The Feminine Reconnection is the title?
Yes.
So,
the Feminine Reconnection.
That's such a perfect, I love the title. It makes, it's for me at least, it's intriguing. I would want to know more just based on that without even having the blurb yet. But so people can start looking for that. But if they want to, if they want to learn more about any of the things that you mentioned on the call, how else can people connect with you?
I have a website. It's drdeneen.com. There's a lot of little sections that are pretty informative, So someone can start there. I also have a Facebook page. You can connect with me on that. It's Dr. Deneen Whole Person Healing. And I teach continuing education classes for massage therapists and allied health professionals. If someone is in that field and wants to do another training, I do a class. It's called Integrative Pregnancy Massage. And essentially it's how to do work with body work throughout pregnancy, labor, postpartum, and all the different, you know, aspects of working with a woman that you can offer. So it's kind of a crash course in what I do for other professionals who want to kind of know a little bit more about that.
Round out their offerings. Okay. All right, so it's drdeneen.com, and that's your name is spelled D-E-A-N-I-N-E.
Yep,
just in case
correct.
Anybody's listening and wants a little help finding that link.
Yeah.
So drdeneen.com or on Facebook. You have a pretty you're involved. You were telling me about a Facebook page that's really lively, and so can people connect with you there as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have posts every day, try to, you know, put some interesting stuff. If you want to send me a message there or on my website, there's a contact form.
They can find that through the website.
Yeah. I mean, I can do consults, over the phone, but as for aligning you with a practitioner, say you're not in Florida, I would, recommend starting in two places. Number one is look on the upledger.com website for a cranial sacral therapist that maybe has the obstetrical training, or looking at the arvigo.com website, which is my abdominal massage practitioner link, and finding someone who might do that in an area. So at least, it's women helping women. That's what I believe in and stand for. So if I'm not physically able to be there for someone, I want to line them up with someone that can.
That can support them.
Beautiful. So those are also helpful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's getting to be time to wrap up.
Okay.
But thank you so much again, Deneen, for being here. And thank you to everybody listening. Remember, ladies, please pay it forward. Share this link and share this page with your partners and your friends and your favorite birth pros, because I believe that in doing so we'll improve birth just across the world. So please share. And any last little thoughts, Deneen, before we say goodbye?
I love what you just said. It reminds me, I heard this at, at one point around the birthing home, peace on earth begins with birth, and I really think it's true.
That is absolutely true.
But, whatever type of birth someone has, it's important for them just to really be at peace with that and be empowered and, be okay with it, whatever it is. So,
feeling really resonant and right with whatever they choose.
Yes. And, sometimes there's a reason that natural labor induction methods don't work, and I feel we always need to trust those. Those reasons, because it sometimes reveals itself after the fact. So just everyone have faith in their body and trust the process.
Wow, perfect. That's the perfect way to cap it off. And so this is Mary Goyer. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you on the next clip.